And let's go to the movies. I had because fax is not available, I had Trace Amounts, which is a documentary that was recommended by Robert De Niro in one of his interviews on vax that was we had the little video up on the website. I'm a have a very high opinion of Robert De Niro, so if he says if he recommends a documentary, I'll watch it. And it's on, it's by an Oregon engineer. It's on the topic of mercury and poisoning. And that includes thimerosal, which is a preservative sometimes used in some vaccines. I strongly recommend Trace Amounts to everyone. The dangers of heavy metal toxicity, whether it's from vaccines that have heavy metals in it, or preservatives that have heavy metals in it, or from chemtrails, or as the engineer describes in Trace Amounts, light breaking. The sources are many, but it's extremely important that we avoid that kind of toxicity, or if we get it, that we make an effort to detox. And we've got some great Salieri report. Got a great Salieri report with Dr. Thompson on detoxing, and I strongly recommend it to you as well. Okay, so let's turn to our interview. I have a small Salieri circle that meets once a week by telephone, and we decided as a group that we were concerned about the risks of autism as it related to what the CDC whistleblower had said and the heavy schedules of vaccines. And so we decided that we would sweep all the different information available on the epidemic of autism and the relationship to vaccines. So we proceeded to look at everything, and you'll see on the website there's a document I put up. It was a collection of all the different documentaries and books and articles that we found and had suggested to us by our network. So it was basically a body of information that came highly recommended that we reviewed. And I have had enough experience with this material to know that autism is rising, that it's an epidemic, but I had no idea it was as bad as it was, and no idea specifically that African American males have a much multiples greater chance of getting autism from a heavy schedule of vaccines and the MMR vaccine than white boys. The statistics are that boys are many times more likely to get it than girls, and African American boys many times more likely to get it than white boys or Caucasian boys. And the CDC specifically suppressed this, and this is part of what Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, goes into, and that's what inspired the Vaxxed documentary. Anyway, so we reviewed this material, and one of the questions that came up was, if you can't persuade your loved ones to avoid the heavy schedules of vaccines, how can you help them if they're damaged by a toxic vaccine? What can you do? So I asked Dr. Thompson to come back on and basically walk through with us what we could do if we or a loved one basically had a toxic reaction to a toxic vaccine. I think what is important to me about what I've learned by watching the Vax Q&As and by watching Trace Amounts and sort of dipping down intensively into this information is that when you combine these statistics of what will happen if we continue to do heavy schedules of vaccines and we start mandating vaccines across the country as we now have in California, if you combine those statistics, so one of the statistics from an MIT researcher in the film is that if we they predict if we stay on these heavy schedules of vaccines, one out of every two children by 2032 will be autistic. If you and most of them will be boys. If you integrate these numbers with the GMO impact on fertility and then the push to have women put in leadership positions, if you read my series Promoting Women's, you'll read all about it. Plus the nanoparticles and heavy metals in food, nanoparticles in food and heavy metals in chemtrails. If you combine that all up in one integrated picture, what you're talking about is the fundamental re-engineering of human DNA and depopulation. Imagine if that many of your boys, if a majority of your boys are autistic, how is your species going to continue? So we're talking about a real epidemic here, which is going to have a very widespread impact on society, the expense to the school system, the healthcare system, to people's personal happiness, whether it's the child becomes autistic or the sibling that spends the rest of their life caring for their brother and sister, is just unfathomable. And so I really encourage you to listen to this interview by Laura, and to listen to Vaxxed when it's available for streaming or purchase, and certainly see trace amounts if you don't have time to do that, check out my review of it. But this is a very serious epidemic, which will touch your workplace, it will touch your home, it will touch your family, it will touch your life. Anything that has this kind of devastating economics, if you only want to just think of the economic impact, it's devastating. I didn't mention in my suggestions of integrating these numbers in with the other things, I didn't mention robotics, but I might as well have mentioned robotics, because we're literally watching the creation, the birthing, and the breeding of huge amounts of robots, and the depopulation of humans all happening at the same time, and I think there clearly is a connection. So I would encourage you to dive into this material. It's more gruesome than I like to necessarily promote, but I'm a great believer, as you know, if we can face it, God can fix it. And I think this is one we need to face early. We need to face square in the face, and then we need to take action first and foremost to protect the loved ones and ourselves. And you need to do it, because the ramifications of not protecting yourself in this instance could be extraordinary. And again, if you want more than those two documentaries, you do a search for vaccines on the website, and you'll pull up our collection of the best books and documentaries we could find.